Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church, and this is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the only owner, host, founder of GNN Gregory News Network. My name is James William Gregory Jr., coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I had to reschedule my show from yesterday. I was sick in the hospital. I got out this morning, Valley Presbyterian Hospital here in the San Fernando Valley in the Los Angeles, California area. Today is August 13th, 2015. And I'm coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio, here on my cell phone, 904-575-8797. Worldwide on the internet, here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And you can call me on my other cell phone, 818-426-6374. 818-426-6374. Also, there is a guest call-in line at Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. That's 347-633-9660. I want to report to you that I'm feeling a lot better. I had off and on chest pains and also dizziness and lightheadedness, but thank God I'm doing a lot better. And that's praise the Lord. You know, God is good. He gives us the oxygen to breathe, food to eat, people to care about. And in a few moments, I'll be reading out of the Word of God. This is a 15-minute live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And like I said, I'm feeling a lot better. I was in the hospital, kept overnight at Valley Presbyterian Hospital here in the San Fernando Valley, north of Los Angeles. And if you want to send me an email, you can, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. Also, check out my YouTube broadcast at any time. You can go to Google, put in GNN Gregory News Network, takes you right to one of my YouTube broadcasts. And let me inform you that some of my YouTube broadcasts have been hacked into, and I pray for these people that they will repent, believing and trusting in the Lord. I've been on the air since 1999. First, I started running for newspapers here in the Los Angeles area, the Acton Acadulce News, like Los Angeles News, Rosamond News, the American Eagle News in Northridge, California, and the Tulagan Times. And then I get on radio in November of 1999 on K-Light, 1390 AM. A month later, I get on public access cable television on TCI cable, which became Adelphia cable, which became Time Warner cable. My cable TV shows ran from 1999 to late 2008. So I'm looking to get back on television. But anyway, I'm thankful to God that I'm feeling a lot better. Praise the Lord. And I'm out of the hospital. I stayed overnight at Valley Presbyterian Hospital. A special shout out to all the good people that work there. And praise the Lord. And John 3:16 says in the Bible, the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Thank you, Lord God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. You are the Creator. You created everything. You created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Thank you, Lord, for being the Creator. Thank you, Lord. You created everything, the planets, the stars, everything you created. and I thank you and praise you and glorify you, Lord. At times I fail, ladies and gentlemen, but God, he will never fail you. He never fails, period. God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, God the Son, the Blessed Trinity, these three are one God, with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70, God is good. God is always good, ladies and gentlemen. He's the great God. He's the Lord God. And now I'm going to read out of Psalm chapter 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Psalm 111, 111, Lord, you're number one. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Psalm 112, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Amen. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horns shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Peace and goodwill. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth. Thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah, you will govern the nations upon earth. Thank you, Lord. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. Still got about 5 minutes left of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, God is good. He never fails. And like I said, I was in the hospital again, Valley Presbyterian Hospital here in the San Fernando Valley, and I'm feeling a lot better. Thank God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior forever. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, a lot of people say, well, I help people out. I give money to the church. None of those things, nothing will save you. Only by the grace of God are ye saved. Jesus Christ is the grace of God. He has great grace upon us. Yes, he does. It is impossible for God to lie. Now, Satan, he's the liar. He's a deceiver. He deceives people into believing, oh, I'm a good person, or I try to help people out. That'll get me into heaven. No, it won't. You have to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive him into your heart by faith, not a wafer or anything like that, but by faith. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You're hearing the preaching of the word of God. And how shall they hear without a preacher? I'm a preacher. God has called me to preach. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, the Bible talks about there shall be false accusers in the end days. And I'm being falsely accused about a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen. And that's not easy to go through. At times, you know, I'm attacked verbally. I've also been attacked physically by people. And I pray for those people that they'll repent, believing and trusting in the Lord. And, you know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. He will never fail. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on, by the power of God, he arose from the grave. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist. Christians out there, no matter what we go through, believe and trust in the Lord. Store away canned goods, food, because the true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we do go through the tribulation period, we will not be able to buy or sell. Whoever takes the mark of the beast, the Bible says, the mark of the beast is another name for the Antichrist. Whoever takes the mark of the beast, either on the right wrist or forehead, is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. Got less than a minute to go on this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/Voigtman70, and I'm glad you're listening. Less about 30 seconds to go, and you can contact me anytime on my other cell phone, 818-426-6374, or on this cell phone, 904-575-8797, or send me an email, flakeman30@gmail.com. Wrapping up 10 seconds to go, my name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Have a great day. Take care for now.